Jordan Lewis is with us. He'll be here until 8:30 this morning. Each and every week we ask you a question about certain positions on the ladder. Who's the best starting
midfield
quartet at the midfield, all that sort of stuff. Now, this week, the question is, who's the most improved player in the competition?
So when I was sitting down doing this last night, I decided to write down every club and a player from every club. And literally when I wrote down Adelaide, bang, someone came up. When I wrote down Brisbane, bang, someone came up. So every club, every supporter of every club would have an interest to watch this year, just seeing players develop. So there's, you can go through them all, you know, Brisbane with Bailey, Adelaide with Keys, McDonald for Melbourne, Bailey Dale for Western Bulldogs. But the one that I've settled on, the one that I think people thought would have taken a little bit longer to develop purely because of the position they play, and the size of the player and the area of the ground that they play is Sean Darcy. I just think the jumps that he's made from last year to this year, to take a midfield in the last 4 to 6 weeks to arguably the best midfield in the competition in terms of clearances, forward half footy, time in forward half, stoppage, all that sort of stuff, hits to advantage. He is arguably the number one ruckman in the competition.
Everybody's going to look at their own team and they're going to say, they're coming through already on the text. They're going to say, what about this play? For me, having watched this club, you know, closely, I don't think anyone in the competition has taken their football from a level last year to the level they're playing at this year greater than Darcy Parish.
Yep.
The improvement in him as a player, going from a player that plays in the midfield to being an elite midfielder in the competition, is extraordinary.
Send them in, 0433981116. Send in your most improved player in the competition.
And this is what kept me up at night last night, Tim. And fortunately, I was up last night because, you know, Freddie was up and that was just how it was.
Well, when Freddie's up, we're all up, mate.
These are just the decisions that you wrestle with. So you can even add Hind into the Essendon conversation as well. And that's the beauty of it. Hawthorn with Giath, Harry Mackay for Carlton. That's the exciting part, is when you start a new season, whether it be a young player coming in, whether it be a player that's played in a different position or an experienced player regaining form, they are the shining lights within an AFL season within a team. But to be honest, it was either Darcy or Parrish that was going to get the nod. And I just, sometimes you've got to give the interstate clubs a little bit of love.
I think
all for that.
Sean Darcy, I'm with Jordan.
And he's a Western District boy. So.
Big Hodel.
Right. He's the bloke that wouldn't go out and buy his dad a new tractor he got the bag, is it?
Send through your nominations for the most important.
Who's yours,
player.
Gary? You got?
No, I like Sean Darcy. That's a great recommendation.
Your man, you went very early in the piece with your man at the pre-season before nobody even
Draper,
heard of him.
Big Sammy Draper. He may win it next year. I think he's got improvement in him still. So
it was hard to believe when he was in the middle for the Gatorade show that was his first win, and he'd only played 10 or 11 games.
Yeah. Well, they love him down there. Paddy Dow is coming through here.
Yeah, he's
now.
Coming.
He's coming hard.
Yep. He's getting
there. Let's hope he gets there. CJ's been nominated. Parrish by far. Jaden Laverde is a great nomination.
Yep.
There's a player I thought
Hickey
may have
Sydney.
Been gone. Tom Hickey.
Yes.
Yep.
Harrison Petty.
Yep.
At Melbourne, who got an opportunity when Tomlinson went down.
Yep.
So keep sending them through. It's great.
Atkins from Geelong.
Yes. Gone back and found a slot, hasn't he? Cody Waitman, he's not so much improvement. He's just developing. He's getting opportunity. He's always going to be a talented kid, that kid.